In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, Saint John Damascene, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm wearing a Marian vestment today because Saint John Damascene, the priest and doctor of the Church of the East, was really one of the first Mariologists in the Church. It's not that the fathers of the Church didn't write about Our Lady or mention her, but he was the first of the patristic fathers to really write a rather systematic presentation of Our Lady and her role in salvation and her prerogatives that she had received from our Lord. He's the first one that used a term called the pre-purified one, which later on, as the doctrine developed, led us to understand Our Lady is the Immaculate Conception. The word in Greek, I think, is protokataris or something like that. It's Greek to me, but it means pre-purified, that Our Lady was purified before she came into existence, is how it came to be understood, and that God already had in mind that he had purified her by this special grace, which we come to know as the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. But he lived in the 7th and 8th century, so spanned the 600s to the 700s. St. John Damascene lived at the time when Muhammad was just coming into being, and his heresy of Islam, and part of the heresy that kind of attached to it was this idea of iconoclasm, that icons or images of Our Lord and Our Lady or any sacred image was considered forbidden, that it was offensive to God to portray any kind of image of God or sacred things. And St. John Damascene worked strenuously and vigorously to defend the importance of sacred images and that it wasn't offensive to God. He even suffered mutilation. One of the emperors, I believe, that came into power was influenced by iconoclasts and had his arm chopped off because he wrote in defense of icons and sacred images. And Our Lady miraculously put his arm back on. So we have this little miraculous intervention of Our Lady because he wrote so well about the faith and defended sacred images and their importance, that Our Lady restored his arm after it was cut off. It greatly shocked his enemies to see that his arm was back in place when he took up writing again. But obviously, St. John Damascene is one of the fathers of the East, great learned man that he was, who helped defend the faith at a time when it was under attack by different heresies, of which one of them was this iconoclastic heresy, and many other things. And he helped to preserve and to explain this faith, which our Lord is talking about, the man who had his house built on solid rock. You know, when we think of that house, that we think of the man who has established himself on solid rock. He will not collapse under the storms and waves and floods that should come to attack him. That solid rock, we know, is the faith of the Church, the faith of Peter especially, because our Lord said, "You are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." Those who have built their house, those who have established the foundations of their faith upon the faith of Peter. And of course, the faith of Peter is that faith which is to confirm and strengthen the rest of the other brothers. That faith of Peter, which is the infallible interpretation of the teaching of Christ, that faith is solid rock. Those who want to build their house on sand, well, they follow the latest fad in theology or the latest, itchy idea out there that exists among theologians. But if you want to remain on solid rock, you stick with the saints and those who have, shown by their lives and by their teaching that they are in accord with the faith that has been preached from the very time of Christ and that has been handed on to us, and especially handed on to Peter, who is the rock. So especially as we are in this time of Advent and as we prepare for the coming of the Lord, we need to make sure that our faith is built on solid rock. That in order to prepare for the Lord, we have to have a firm foundation. And that foundation is the faith that we have received from the apostles, but especially through Peter, who has been the guarantee that when the Lord comes, as he said, will there be faith on earth? Will there be faith on earth to the degree that our house is built on solid rock, that we are members of the church and living members? Those Catholics who not only say they are Catholic, but believe the Catholic faith as it is handed down to us by Christ, and that is as it is taught by the church. You know, there are Catholics today who say they're Catholic, but they think that somehow they can interpret what the faith means to them. No, we don't interpret the faith according to our perspective. The faith is objective. It is solid. And it is explained and handed down to us by the teacher, who is the church. We don't decide that we want to make this doctrine mean this or that. It is well established. We don't do that in any other science. We don't say, well, 2 + 2 = 5 for me. Otherwise, you're not a mathematician. You don't know math. And the same goes with the faith. It is explained by the church, who is the guarantee and has the grace to teach it. And the student is not free to ad lib or change or, I think I'll make it mean this to me. No, that is heresy. That is foolishness. So let us, hold fast to this faith that we have. It is the best insurance policy we have in preparing for the coming of the Lord, that we will be ready for him when he comes, and we will have that faith that he is looking for, because we believe in what he has given to us through his church, and we'll be able to recognize him when he comes again, because faith is essential, for we cannot have true love for God if we do not know him as he is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.